and I work really hard on this. It's really fun. It brings us more together. So we're going to talk about what it does. And we're going to put choice on the screen. Choices, yeah? Okay, Mark says. What? Keep talking. We're going to get choices. Now, when you see this choices, I want you to know that we talked a little bit about the movie that's coming on Friday. Friday is really going to support you in understanding how we make choices, and next week we're going to talk about that. But right now, we're talking about what it does. And we've discussed the thing itself, and last week we were blessed with Pixie on the way it works. And now, today, the next level of understanding is what it does. Because you see, in Centers for Spiritual Living, which is what we're part of, that's what most of the churches in our movement are doing, is talking about the first four chapters of our textbook. And this is what all of us study when we take on the persona of science of mind and spiritual learning. And we move and have our beingness in this allness of the divine nature. What it does is it is the ever-giving nature of life. Everything that sustains us, the very basics, air, water, electricity, fire, creating a living environment that is and does sustain life. It's everywhere present, and it's here, it's all of life that is here to support us, that works together in supporting us and in our environment for us to live in and to express our individual divine self. Breathe that in. This is what it does. And we get to choose. Where are your choices leading you? All that we need to live and to nourish our bodies is freely and fully given us. And our founder, Ernest Holmes, says this: the universe is impersonal. It gives alike to all. It is no receptor of persons. It values each and all alike. Its nature is to impart, to give. Ours is to receive. We each stand and live in a mighty mind, a pure intelligence, a divine givingness. This is what it does. It gives to all and all alike. And sometimes it's difficult for us to understand, and we call this by many names: infinite, the divine, the beloved, God, spirit. We might think of this presence of giving to all is a little bit similar to how electricity works. It's all around us. It's here right now. It's here to serve us for our heat, our light, our power. It's always been here. Since the beginning of time, electricity has been present. It's available. However, it has to be personally discovered and directed to be a benefit. So think of that. That the infinite itself must be personally discovered and directed uniquely in us, through us, and as us. Because electricity, you see, needs a way to be channeled. It needs a way to be of value, to come from an infinite source and personalized through space heaters, a toaster, coffee maker, your computer, a lamp. The possibilities are numerous, yes? You getting the connection? No? Yes? I see some heads. Oh, good. Okay, so the possibilities are endless to this infinite power, the power of the electricity. However, when our electricity works partially, or gets turned off in the weather, or not at all, we know that the lack of power is not universal or infinite, correct? It just for a moment has been stopped. Maybe it's the cord, maybe it's the flow to our house, maybe a tree has fallen on our wires. Whatever it is, it has not shut down the eternal, the ever-present electrical current, correct? Yes? Good. And that eternal flow of energy might just be a crimp in the electrical cord. It might just temporarily have stopped the flow. It's just a problem with circuitry, not an ever-present problem that will never be again. There is some kind of blockage on the wires or the connection. Possibly, this could be the same principle behind how we use it, our knowing, our connectiveness to the divine nature. It might just be a crimp in our belief system. The divine nature of God in us, as us, is ever present, always giving, always nurturing. We see it in nature. We see it and hear it in the sounds and the beauty that surrounds us. This power of creation will meet us wherever we are. Now think of that. Wherever you are, this power for good is there to meet us. And when we turn to it, it turns to us. When we turn away from it, we think we're alone. When we awaken to it, it will awaken to us because it's ever present. Now the new slide, there it is, good. So when we feel stuck, when we're focused on the problem, and only the problem, we've talked about this before, we feel limited and disconnected. We feel disconnected from our source, unplugged. This power of the divine nature that I call God, you could call the infinite or the beloved, whatever it is, will meet you wherever you are. This is really important, you see, because when we get into a difficult time, we think that God can't possibly be in that moment. Isn't that so? Yeah. It is for me. See, our job is to discover and to use and to plug back in to our divine source. Hear that? Oh, it's like what somebody just said here. It was Jeannie. She said when she had a problem, she called the practitioner. And the practitioner reminded her of the truth. She downloaded the textbook and started reading from the meditations in the back and grounded herself, plugged herself back into the truth, because in the moment, the truth wasn't available for her. Anybody have that happen?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So we choose what we choose, and we will be met there. If we say that this is bad, this is wrong, and we're so tunnel vision in it, then we can't see that there's a greater truth, and sometimes we need help. We need to call a practitioner. We need to take a class. And we need to be careful what we choose, because this that surrounds us, the electricity or the power of God, will give back to us what we believe. If we believe we're disconnected, what's going to happen? It's not going to be there. If we feel lonely or shut out, we feel separate and scared. that's happened is we just unplugged. Whoa. It's as simple as that. Round and round we go into the hurt and the doubt. And we feel like it's the worst thing that's ever happened. And yet all we are is unplugged. Never outside of our true nature. Do you see, that's why what it does is so important to each one of us in our spiritual growth and our understanding of how that we can use this power that is ever present for us and available for us, that is our true nature. How we use it, what it does. And this is why we need to be careful what we choose. And this is the time to remember what we teach, that there is a power for good, and I can use it. Every moment, every event, every circumstance. We're not disconnected from our good. We're just temporarily unplugged. Temporarily. I don't know about you, but when I looked at that this morning, it gave me a sense of not just hope, but a knowingness that, oh, could have had God instead. So hard times and difficult events create for us a learning environment. A learning environment, it jolts us. I don't know about you, but when all of a sudden there's a big bump in the road, I'm jolted. I am being asked to remember again, and it wakes us up. Oh, yeah. Plug back in. To plug back into our source, or to spin out for a little bit longer, poor me, in that belief. So now, let's choose, as we move into the next slide, when we choose to plug in with prayer, when we choose to plug in with a greater learning, a greater truth, we realize the power of God is always there, never separate. Awakening people to their magic. You are gifted, you are important, you are powerful. Let's take that in. Let's say together, I am gifted. I am important. I am powerful. Good. Say it again. I am gifted. I am important. I am powerful. All I have to do is plug in. We just turn away for a moment. Once we truly understand the very nature of God that we can co-create with, that it responds to us. It responds to us in every aspect of our lives. We hear it here when people get up and share their joys and their desire for support, and then the answer to that support in every area of our lives. We get to tap in, plug in to our divine nature. It's up to us to allow, to know that when we stand in the middle of turmoil, we can be unmoved by circumstances out there. And the powerful principle that we live by and live in our own divine nature will strengthen us, will grow us, and be able to walk through difficulties. And so next week, we're going to uncover how we do this. Next week, we're going to learn how we use this nature, how we stay plugged in, tapped in, turned on to that divine presence, and assist us in creating a world that works for everyone, because that's what we're about. But first, we have to create that world that works for us individually. And then we can turn in, plug in, turn in to be that light of love that we all are, that life is calling us to be right now in every aspect of life, of our unique, brilliant, divine nature. You are. That's who you are. That's who we all are. Awakening people to our own magic. And this is the magic that we take out into life and make a difference, first for us and then for the people around us. Yes?
Yes.
Good. Let's take that into prayer. So we just take this moment in such gratitude and thanksgiving for the opportunity to come together, to know this truth, to know that there's infinite wisdom, an infinite power that surrounds us, that in every moment we plug into and we get fed, we get nurtured, we get assisted in walking through this life in a greater sense of partnership and unity and harmony. For there is only one life, and that life is God's life, and that life is uniquely expressing in and through all that I am and all that you are. For we each are the beloved place where God shows up. And we give thanks for that. Oh, how good it is to know this. That there's a power of love, power of wisdom, a power of grace that is ever present. We turn to it. We turn within and we allow the fullness and richness of that divine presence to work with us, to harmonize within our entire being. And those people who we know and love, we just say, okay, God, they're yours, knowing that and expecting that that power for good that serves each one of us serves our loved ones and our family members, all people, everywhere. I know this and so much more to be that truth that lives within us and surrounds us. And greater than what I can speak in words, I know is already taking place in the mind of God. And I'm filled with gracious gratitude and thanksgiving as I just release my word into the ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes, returning to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, filled up and overflowing. We are full of it, full of that light and energy of the divine. And in this, we just let God do God's work. And if you join me, please, in saying, and so it is.
Amen.